I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, being a Christian girl can mean living as a target. In recent years, countless underage girls have been abducted, forced to convert to Islam, and married off to Muslim men. Teenager Maria was taken last July and forced to marry a 30-year-old Muslim man. Despite her family's efforts, a Pakistani high court has ruled that the marriage was valid. Nehemiah with FMI says,
in many cases, what are we seeing can be described as a form of modern-day slavery.
Even if a girl escapes, she may still be in danger. And that's because Islamic marriage ceremonies require a profession of faith in Allah.
Once someone is recognized as a Muslim, leaving Islam is not permitted.
FMI partners share the hope of Christ in the midst of these realities, trusting that even in suffering, God is at work. Pray with them for protection for Christian girls. And as the abortion rate in Switzerland continues to rise, Life International joins with a local partner to provide Sanctity of Life training. Luke Salick with Life International says there's passion for the pro-life movement in Switzerland. One of their hub leaders is fighting for every life in his country.
So he's doing a lot of work really trying to unite kind of a fractured pro-life movement in a lot of ways, a lot of different organizations that struggle to trust each other. And he's done awesome work in really achieving some of that unity, a lot of learning along the way in that. So we worked with him to get this training scheduled.
However, there's still a lot to do. Salick asks for prayers that God would fortify their team in Switzerland. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.